everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and New Year's can be full of possibility and very exciting. And 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions. Well, the good news is that a Journal of Clinical Psychology study found that people who make resolutions are 10 times more likely to change their behavior than those who don't. But the bad news is that short-term urges can trump long-term plans, and only 8% ultimately succeed by the end of the year. Well, there's a great article in the Huffington Post about New Year's resolutions and keys to success, ways that we can achieve our New Year's resolutions. And this is, of course, the perfect time to talk about that, given the time of year it is. So there are two types of resolutions, the article says, that always fail. And those are the pie-in-the-sky resolutions, the futile hope that you will get better at something just because you really want to. God, wishing and hoping is just not going to get you there. You say you want to become a better listener, but you do nothing to change or improve. And the same applies to New Year's resolutions. So are you setting realistic goals? Are you coming up with ways to achieve them? Or are you just saying, I really want to be a millionaire. I really hope I win the lottery this year. And although that may happen, it probably will not. The next kind of resolution that always fails is the all over the place resolutions. If you take on too much at once, your brain chemistry actually works against you. And if your goals are to fix your finances, run every day, stop eating junk food, then we're bound to fail. Having too many resolutions is a prescription for not keeping any of them. So be really specific and careful about which New Year's resolutions you pick and decide to commit to. Three things to keep in mind with your resolutions. Number one, work on one thing at a time. Again, don't try and tackle a bunch of really life-altering changes all at once, because it'll kind of send you into shock. The next one is, while we live a more is better society when it comes to goals, less is usually more, so keep this in mind. Also, translate your resolution into very specific behavior. So put your goals on a timetable. Get to the gym more on weekends. Schedule it on your calendar so there's actually a date for it. If it's to drink more water, then put a timer on your phone so that you're like, oh, it's time to drink more water. If you put specifics on your goals, you will be more successful. The next one is to practice daily. Daily practice allows people with average talent to achieve extraordinary things. The amount and quality of daily practice you choose will be proportionate to the level of improvement and success you see. If you're not working every day to read your scriptures, then you won't get there. You won't achieve it. You won't get long-term tractions. Keep things very focused. Pick one resolution at a time. Make it specific and real, and practice daily. Well, a French writer said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.